This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast and the Becker Business Minute Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by brilliant partner Rick Kess, who's a partner at RSM. Rick's going to talk about what trends he's watching in private equity currently. Rick, we've had a bank meltdown over the last few weeks. How does this impact the private equity market? What are you seeing? Is there credit out there? Is there a slowdown in credit? What's your sense of what's going on in the private equity industry currently?
Yeah, no, thanks, Scott. I think in the private equity industry, you know, what we're seeing and hearing from our clients, whether they're the portfolio companies themselves or the private equity fund, effectively, credit is there for bankable companies, really high quality companies, companies that have, a good performance track record, good management teams, perspectives of, things in that line of thinking. I think credit gets a little tighter as you move down the spectrum of quality assets, and I think, that becomes more and more difficult as you kind of move down the stream of the middle market, to the lower end of the middle market. I think you're starting to see a little bit of tightening there. But again, I think the companies that we're talking to that have, demonstrated high quality results and longstanding, kind of performance, those companies are really having as much, if any, difficulty finding credit that they need. It's really the companies that are showing some weakness that I think are seeing a little bit more of an underwriting process that may or may not result in the credit that they're looking for.
And is the credit more difficult from the banks and the regional banks versus the private debt and private credit funds? Is there any breakdown there that you see?
Yeah, I think, banks have, I'd say the last 6 to 12 months, just big banks, even regional banks, I think there has been, more scrutiny around the debt that they're offering. I think some of the alternative lending sources that are out there have continued to kind of thrive in that environment and, have been able to get placed into environments that maybe they weren't previously going to enter just because of the rate environment that they were competing in. So I do think there's a bit of that where you're seeing those, non-traditional lending institutions coming into higher quality assets than perhaps they were previously kind of concerned or concentrated in. And then that's leaving, even where, those alternative banking sources would typically have gone to the, maybe a less credit, high credit quality company. I think those companies are starting to become more and more kind of sparse for, credit, and because the credit's going to the higher credit quality companies.
Thank you. And the next half of this year, any expectations on how busy activity will be within the private equity world? One of the things I'm noticing, and I'm noticing it from funds that I'm invested in, is everybody seems to be raising funds again. What's your sense of what's going on out there? It seems like there's so much money piling up with private equity funds and not as much deal activity. Do you have a sense of what to expect the next 6 months?
Yeah, I think, we still remain fairly bullish for the next 6 months, the latter half of 2023. I think we think, there's pent up activity. I think people were kind of nervous, unsure, uncertainty, creates kind of sometimes just inactivity. And I think as people get more comfortable with that uncertainty, whether it be banking issues or other things, that are causing that uncertainty, or inflation, interest rate, all those things that were starting to become kind of normal, right? It's like the new normal. And once those things become normal operating environment, then I think people will start to kind of go back to the deal flow that, we were expecting. So I do think there's perhaps some of that pent up demand that, pent up deal activity that hasn't occurred in 2023 yet that will kind of, maybe perhaps look like the back end of the year is more favorable, just because of that perspective. But also just, I think people, again, will feel more comfortable with the environment that they're in, be able to make decisions in the new normal. under the new context that they're operating in, and kind of be able to move forward with the growth plan that they were looking for when they entered into 2023. And so I do think 2023 still has a really high potential of being a very good year for transaction volume.
Rick, thank you so much for joining us again. It's really, as they say, may you live in interesting times. And what a fascinating time in the bank markets, the credit markets, the debt markets, particularly as we start to see what happens with this fallout. But it sounds like so far, private equity funds continue onward and continue at it. And we'll see how the second half looks. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.